Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Good evening, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, I'm looking forward to having a great night. So therefore, I'm going to go start with what we normally do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform that we can collect ourselves collectively as a community in music. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. We ask that you give them the blessing by which they are looking for in their interest of music. But Lord, let them not forget that it's you who have given them the gift. So let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow's not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our only hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Amen. Tonight, guys, we're going to be talking about the music artists. If you talk the talk, then it's time to walk the walk. And what this statement is saying, you know, you have prepared yourself and you've prepared yourself for years for the opportunity to express yourself in this industry of music. But finally, you got the opportunity to do so because in today's realm of things, there is several avenues by which you can express yourself and market yourself with your music. And today, you have every platform available to you that many of us, many years ago, wish we had. So tonight, we're talking about if you can talk the talk, then it's time to walk the walk. Start to use the resources available in front of you. I'm going to open up the line to Raw Dog.
Hey,
welcome to the show tonight.
How are you this evening? Right, let me tell them where I'm calling in from. Washington State. I'm up here by Seattle. And this is a great topic. You know, talk. Now, let me get this straight. You say, if you talk the talk, then how does that go again? Give me the phrase.
It's time to walk the walk.
Oh, okay. Well, I think, you know, in most related music that, you know, being the music director of Hip Hop National, I think there's a lot of people that are ready to walk the walk. But I'm noticing that there's an age group that are now transitioning, and they're not telling the young folks. You know, the young folks are setting themselves up not to do anything. I mean, you know, all their life when they turned on the radio or what have you, they heard the correct lyrics. And then when they have a chance to make a production, a musical production, they want to curse. Well, I think that they're saying, hey, I'm not ready. I've heard a lot of rappers say, well, I can't rap without cursing. But then, you know, it's a way of saying I'm not ready. I mean, you know, that. Yeah, growing up, being a male, you know, I remember a lot of excuses that, you could use, you know. Hey, my car won't make it. Okay, well, why? Because I don't have a good enough job to buy a car that will make it. Okay? I mean, there's all kinds of excuses, you know. I'm still living at home until I save up enough money. Well, that means I didn't get a good enough education to get a job so I can move out. okay, there's a lot of reasons, you know, that people can come up with excuses as they claim to be an artist, claim to be an adult, claim to be, you know, independent and still living at home with mom and dad. So, you know, when we say talk the talk, walk the walk, you know, with an entertainer, an artist promoting themselves, instead of making investments to promote their themselves in the entertainment world, they'd rather pop bottles and buy, you know, glam jewelry, you know, and all of those things. You know, it's like, you know, you wish that they would understand that, you know, to become something in this music industry, that it takes money. I mean, you know, it's just not going to drop out of the sky. It takes an investment. It takes promotion. It takes buying equipment, you know. And I've talked to a lot of these young people. I've talked to singers that didn't own their own microphone or sound system. How can you be a singer and not own that equipment? I mean, you got to be prepared, you know. And then when you think about the real true artists, they have their own sound system that is going to make them the best when you hear them, you know, because they walk the walk. They're not perpetrating or claiming to be. They do it, you know. So, you know, when we start to get into this, you know, I'm hoping for young people and new artists to be successful, but I've also asked the right questions. I've asked, well, why is there cursing in this song? And when an artist tells me, hey, I can't rap unless I curse, or, you know, that's dumbing down, that's telling me there's a fear in them that they don't think that their product is good enough to stand on its own merits of depth, wisdom, something that everybody can relate to, you know, because you got to realize this. Are you just trying for your neighborhood to hear you, or are you trying to become someone on this planet Earth that is appreciated for your talents in being able to entertain, to be a personality? You know, so I'm going to give it back to you, Poetic, because, hey, you know, well, let me think about this. Okay. You know, there are negatives, there are positives. How do you see it?
Well, my question, what I want to know is the positive things that I see most musicians do is they go and, you know, for many years they are really honing on their craft. They're developing their delivery of how they rap, how they sing, and they build that momentum, and they go into the studio, often come out with something nice to present. However, from that point there, they're stagnant because they don't know what to do next. And that's what I see them. Most of them come to a brick wall. Now that the internet available, they put it on Reverb Nation. But Reverb Nation is a community, which is an awesome community. Actually, I like it. But they put it on. They put it on Reverb Nation. They put them up on these sites, but they just let it sit there without driving the traffic back to it that make people want to come see it. They don't put it in platforms. Go ahead.
Well, now, is this underground or mainstream? Because I think you got to...
What become mainstream? How do it has to develop from somewhere. So,
well, I mean a radio clean version. I mean, because when I go to Reverb Nation and I listen to a lot of artists, there's cursing in it. I mean, one word is too many to go mainstream. You see what I'm saying? Unless whoever's taking it over to mainstream edits that one word out. But, you know, you and I both know if there's one, look for two, and maybe even three to six. But you know, it's the point of they don't want to be recognized. They don't realize that people cut that off. You know, they don't realize that we are starting to recognize that they have already failed. You know, I mean, when you start to talking about some artists, rap artists that, you know, go around and they use explicit language and the content of their lyrics is, you know, sexual or demeaning, and, you know, and using those words and names for, you know, people, it turns into a type of thing that artist has already given up, as far as I'm concerned, because, you see, they're surrendering and saying, I'm not as good as the rest. I'm not different enough than the rest. So I'm going to stop myself because I know it can't be played on the radio. I know that, you know, it's not allowed. You know, so then that's an ego trip. That's talking it and watching somebody's head inflate behind just talking it, you know. They call it dumbing down. You know, I don't know why not using cursing and what have you is dumbing down, you know, a song. That was talked about on one of the shows, and it kind of bothered me because I think it's rising rather than dumbing down. Can you paint a picture of pain? Can you paint a picture of suffering and all those things without cursing? I think so. I believe so. You know, and I think that this is where the problem, since the computer is in everyone's house and there's a music program for very little money, or, you know, you might invest some money and you're doing it as a hobby, I think there's where the catch to this whole thing is. You know, there was a time when people used to put together model cars because you could buy them in the store, and there was all different makes and models, and that was the thing. And I remember at school they would have contests and what have you to see who could build and customize the best model car. Well, that's the way that this hip-hop industry is actually, is a bunch of people building model cars, seeing who can build the best, but none of them are thinking of and wanting to go professional because they already know the truth. There's too many. Unless I invest and I woodshed, as we used to call it, woodshedding, meaning pulling away from everybody around me, and this is my calling, to be a hip-hop artist and study and practice and sleep and practice and meditate and practice. You know, everything else is out of the way. It's a sacrifice. It's the dues they have to pay. You know, when you say, you know, walk in it, there you go. You know, it might take a month to write a song. It might take years to play a musical instrument before you can actually get out on stage and be an entertainer with your talents. You know, you just can't go in the back room, kick it out there, say a few lines, and think it's all that. I mean, you know, you're fooling the public. And that's okay, because that's what they intended to do. But then, if you're thinking that you are a professional, you're fooling yourself. Because
Raw Dog, I say this though. You remember the other night Glenn gave us a challenge. You remember what that challenge was?
Was to challenge by helping.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, or am I mistaken?
No, you're right. It was, but he said instead of, you know, telling these kids not to curse, maybe tell them, you know, start to give them some concepts in which they could write a story and develop their story, and then tell them why, and also to get to have them go back and do their research to what made a song successful.
Yeah, but see, first of all, you've got to make them think. And what I just said about they've already given up, that's something that you have to ask them. Have you already given up? See, because once they think about this, what they're trying to get into as far as being an entertainer, they will change and get better, or they gave up. And they're just, how would you put it, wasting their time. Go to college. You know, learn something else. Put your time in that. Because this is a job. Let's not fool ourselves. This is a job. This is something to have income coming in, business. This is not a hobby. See, if you talk to kids, and Glenn was right, but if you talk to kids, and I guess, well, okay, Glenn has his way, but Raw Dog has his way. I guess that's why Raw Dog, Raw. I'm going to tell you the truth now. You know, it's like medicine. They got something that's sweet, and then they got something that's just bitter, but it's the cure. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, once you face the truth and ask yourself, what is the truth, I think they come up with an answer. Don't stymie them by not having them get an education and a skill in another direction. Why should they waste, you know, 6-7 years of their life pursuing something and not taking and honing it, building it, cultivating it? Just playing with it? See, you know, that's the whole difference. I mean, you know, being serious, and, you know, that's just like being a bodybuilder. You know, you've got to work at it. You've got to build yourself up day by day in working and towards that goal. And whatever that is, the right eating, the right, you know, training, all of those things. So, I mean, I appreciate Glenn. You know, Glenn has his way, you know, but I have my way. How would you handle it, Poetic?
Well, pretty much the way I handle it now. I'm not going for that big, large percent of people who's just trying to, just for the money purpose, I would say that. As you know, we target looking for people, for the ones that is ready to take their music on a universal scale so that all people in all walks of life can relate to the song. You know, that's the target in which we're going for because, you know, you got grandmoms and grandfathers who still enjoy rap. I definitely my generation, but then new kids are born and they won't let the kids listen to certain music because of the way it's been represented. And I think music is meant to be heard and not silenced. And to me, whenever your craft is being promoted and someone say, hey, turn that off because they can't stand the content of it, to me the music just got silenced. And it no longer reached the ears of who other people who wanted to hear it.
Okay.
Music should be heard. Not silence. But anyway, that's just my opinion.
But listen to me. Listen to me. Listen
what?
To me. I don't think, okay, you know me, I know you. And in thinking about just what you said, okay, and as we both grew up, we had choice. Mm-hmm. We had choices. Now, see, now,
yeah.
I think that my life was influenced by
we can't stifle the kids.
No, but listen to me.
I mean, people want to hear it, but when they want to hear
okay.
it.
Okay, but listen to me. My life was stifled by Superfly. It changed the way people dressed, how people talked, the cars, how they looked. I remember that, you know, oh, it was just ridiculous. It was like a clown fest. That's how weird it was when Superfly came out and changed the dress style and even how African Americans walked. Okay? Now, that was detrimental. That was detrimental. My father, my mother never saw that. Never saw Superfly. But it became the way young folks thought, females thought, and drugs were used. Okay? Hip-hop. The pants started sagging. Okay? A lot of artists have been seen smoking marijuana. Okay? The influence. See, you know, when you say turning it off because they don't want
their kids. Now my question is, and I want to get back to the topic on this. If they talk the talk, that's the talk that they talk, and they sagging in their pants, and they walking that walk. Am I right or wrong here? Not defending what they're doing. I'm just saying that's what everybody. That's the talk that's out there, and they're talking that same talk. They're walking that same walk. But my thing, what I see as a problem there is everybody's doing what everybody else is doing. They're copying another cat.
Okay, but you missed what they were copying. They were copying actors in a movie, just like entertainers. And when they first came out, they were entertainers. They were acting. Now, if you get caught in character, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. And then you're copying a character. That was not the way people were seen and dressing. They became characters. The characters. And they copied characters because they wanted to be those same stars that were entertaining us in the movie, that were entertaining us with rap. That was an outfit. That was the costume. See, I thought okay, what about those two things were true? They weren't real. They dressed them up that way. That wasn't the way they were dressing before then. But this is the costumes that you're going to perform in. You, as an entertainer, you had a wardrobe that when you got ready to perform that you were supposed to wear. But that's not the way you dressed every day. Am I right, Poetic?
Well, I would say
you were in a video, right?
I agree with what you're saying. I can't say it's right or wrong. But
was it a costume? Didn't you have on what they wanted you to wear for that video shoot, the one where the song, the intro, the advertisement for the song?
Oh, now he pulled me out of the woodwork.
No, but the truth of the matter, you
laugh
don't dress
at me
like that every day. No,
yes.
But you don't dress like that every day.
No, I don't.
You told me that. So what I'm saying to you is that the people, the entertainers that are in these costumes, the costumes didn't make them talented. They had an individual talent, okay? And so, therefore, they could be the puppets to change the mind frame of people that enjoyed the movie, the music. Because, you see, life in America is the same. Life in America, it's not hip-hop culture. It's life in America. See, I mean, you see, this is the way the music, the artist. In other words, they've gotten into character to the point where they don't know the depth of their individual talents. Usher sounds different than Chris Brown. You know, Rihanna, Beyonce, all the people that you listen to and pay for have individual talents that they've cultivated. Yeah, they might have done cover songs and what have you, and they might have done things that, you know, made them the great that they are, but then you got to realize, when they go home, they dress like normal human beings, not pants slouching going as they go out. They do that on stage. I saw Jay-Z one time, and I mean, many times he had a suit. His pants weren't slouching. But when he went on stage, his pants were sagging. That was a costume. That was a wardrobe. So he's in character when he goes on stage. But why at the Grammys do you have a tuxedo on? And then you see some people at the Grammys filling wardrobe with their pants sagging. They'll perform, and then they'll go sit down. Their pants are still sagging. They still have their costume on, their wardrobe. So when we start talking about talking it and walking it, we're not talking about living it. We're not talking about caught up in character. When
I'm gonna tell you like this, and when I come back, I definitely want to talk about it. You mentioned something earlier at the top of the show. And this is what I can see walking the walk and talking the talk and then walking the walk is when you are an artist, you should take ownership of your craft. Definitely, you should start to obtain all the knowledge that's possible so you can promote your craft to another level. You should also get the type of equipment that you need. Okay, everybody is not an engineer, so I can't say invest in studio equipment. But you could invest in studio equipment and bring in engineers to do your stuff right there as you learn on the job for yourself. Also, I could see as far as investing in yourself is having your own microphone so you can denounce any technical difficulties when you go out there performing in the DJ. To me, that's walking the walk. That's talking the talk. Then, therefore, after that, have a plan on how you're going to promote yourself. Take a strategy. Create the buzz, because the buzz is very necessary. So when we come back, let's get into that. Talk about the buzz, creating that buzz. You want A&Rs to find you, but you haven't done anything in the marketplace to show up. So how are they going to find you? That's what we want to talk about. We want to know how they're going to find you if you haven't created the buzzword around your music. A lot of times we get out of the studio, we don't know what to do next. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about music artists. If you talk the talk, then it's time to walk the walk. And the way you do it is definitely lock and load to Hip Hop National Radio. We bring it to you 7 days a week so you can get it and learn it firsthand if you don't have time to read it in a book. Because we find that the internet today is definitely a way for us to connect around the world and make a big difference in this music craft. Y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Cammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceover,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Valda Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we talk about music artists. If you talk the talk, then it's time to walk the walk. But before we get back into the topic, I want to tell you how you get engaged. Go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music today. We're waiting for your song so we can give you the airplay that you need. It's about support. You know, as a community, we're supposed to help each other and support each other. So we have made it effectively cost-efficient for you to do so. We give you free airplay and try to get you to engage in what we're doing and try to help you move your product to the next level. That's what this source is about tonight. It's talking about using your resources that's available in front of you to express your music to a community, not only a community on a regional level, but on a worldwide level. All we ask that you clean your product up so we can market you in a commercial manner. Yes. Not to make you sell out. It's to help you live in this lane of music and go to the next level, connected with possibly some people in this industry. I'm looking for somebody to just walk through the door. I hope that's you. www.hiphopnational.com. Definitely call in. Raise your hand by pressing the number one. That let us know that you want to be a speaker tonight. That's 213-559-2995. That's the show number. Press the number one. That'll let us know that you'd like to engage also in the conversation. Meanwhile, we're going back into the topic. And I'm going to ask Rado just a question for you.
All right.
When we were in the background, you said to tell the people the truth. In your opinion, what is the truth when it comes to them walking the walk and talking the talk?
Hey, you've got to practice. You've got to sacrifice, spend the time developing, whether it's singing, rapping, or playing an instrument. You've got to put the time in practicing. And then you've got to make the sacrifice of investing. because you're not going to know how to act in front of a microphone if you don't have one. You're not going to know how to play a keyboard unless you have one. Yeah, you know, you might have to go somewhere and practice on a mic somewhere else, but as you grow, because there are very few artists that just come out of the womb and they're stars. So, you know, you're going to have to do this on your own. It's a lonely journey as an artist, because everybody else might be doing something else, and you're putting in the time trying to create and trying your vocal cords, your rapping techniques, you're studying the dictionary so you'll know as many words as possible. I think Eminem said he did that. And so, you know, what you've got to understand is that it doesn't come overnight, and you're going to get better and better. I mean, you know, people may not think it's true, but yes, you're going to get better and better in time. But let me not make a promise to you that you're going to be a superstar. But along that way, you're going to learn whether you really belong. You know, and don't get me wrong, people have changed directions in the middle of the stream, decided they wanted to be a singer and were a better rapper, decided they were a better singer than they were a rapper. I've seen piano players that can play the drums, play the bass, play the lead guitar. You'll find that something is going to come its way that is going to be what you use while you're trying to rap, trying to sing, trying to play your instruments, you know, and it's growing up. It's maturing to find yourself, because you can tell yourself, this is what I am, and you can act as though you do, but in reality, you know, in growing up, you're going to make decisions. And, you know, hey, I've been playing all my life. I decided I didn't want to be out there on stage. I experienced it, but it just wasn't, it was a burnout. It was a burnout without a product. Now, I love having a studio. I love being the engineer and the producer and, you know, playing the keyboards and being able to track my music. But as far as going out performing it live, no. Hire someone, take my place. You know, so you can find
me, man. I won't lie to you. I'm like that too. Me personally, I love the idea of having a studio. I really do.
Yeah.
I like having a nice mic. But I got to be honest with you, it's not my lane as far as the engineering process, as I know I have a decent ear, but I can't play the keyboard like some guys I done brought to my house that look like they just can spank that keyboard. me personally, I find that, hey, I'm a writer. I can write songs. That's where I'm at. You have to sometimes, you know, kind of look at, evaluate where you stand. And then start to move in that lane. For me, I never thought what I'm doing today with the radio that this would be really my lane, because when I went to school for it, I sucked at it. Then eventually,
yeah, but you know what? Now there it goes.
I got it. But let's engage this caller real quick. And
okay,
then
sure.
We can definitely 229-310. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. And welcome to Hip Hop National.
My name is John Lowe. I'm calling in from Shelby, Georgia.
John Lowe, it's been a minute, brother. What's happening?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I've been missing y'all guys, and I'm going to sit here tonight and listen in and get some of this great knowledge and wit that y'all is putting out there for the unsigned artists that y'all do also well. Very good. You can't go any other place and get the good knowledge in which that y'all give on y'all panel. But y'all made a lot of great points tonight about doing the talk and doing the walk. If you're going to talk it, you got to walk it. I know there's a lot of guys. I got some equipment which that we can practice on, like do live stuff. I know there's a lot of guys come in from the street and they try to they call themselves rappers. But once you put a beat in there, they can't get it straight. They can freestyle real good. And as Raw Dog was saying, that you got to get in front of that mic and practice to get this thing down pat real good. It's easy sitting out there on the corner freestyling and doing your thing. But once you get in the studio and try to get organized, and, you know, Raw Dog could probably tell you that these guys just can't catch the beat, don't know how to count their bars and all that type of things in which you need to know about the about that microphone once you get that microphone and stuff like that.
You know what, John? Hello. I'm happy to hear from you. But you left out the one big thing. When you get them in front of the microphone in the studio, there's something that they haven't learned, and that's mic technique. You know, it's funny, but that is one of the harder lessons to learn, is how not to get too close to the mic, not to be shouting straight into the mic. I mean, there's a lot to learn just from practice into the studio and mic technique, because they can overblow a line by being too loud, too close. You know, not being on a steady flow, you know, breathing too hard in the direction of the mic. You know, there's all kinds of technique that they don't realize that after they have practiced, did they get those down? Because that in itself is artistry. You know, that's making the mic work for them. And a lot have no idea of how to do that. And so, you know, when we start talking about the studio and all those things, that's when that comes into play. And, you know, hey, I'm happy you called in, you know, and maybe you can tell them more. Because in this world, you're a producer. You're trying to help artists. You're trying to cultivate artists. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, talking it, and walking it, you also know about the side of promoting themselves, you know, because that's part of what they have to do to get that buzz. So, you know, tell them a little bit, please, John.
Well, like I say, first thing, you got to get a good attitude. You have to have a good outlook out there about yourself.
And can I say something right there, what you just said, John? Today. The word of the day for me came from the Christian Business Network, by the way. Your altitude, your attitude determines your altitude, how high you going to go. So you made a correct statement. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, with the young guys and stuff like that, they got to humble themselves, first of all, and be able to listen and be able to take instruction. Some people, that third eye, you would say. And once you get a chance to meet and present yourself to, like I say, once you start going to some talent shows, once you get there, you're gonna need to know how to get on that stage and perform. You need to know how to make the crowd, to bring the crowd to their foot. To their feet, and to get them involved in what you're doing on the stage. You also going to need to know what not to do once you are up on that stage and performing. I think that's one topic y'all had a while back on the show is that the interlude, dealing with the song, people doesn't know how. The biggest thing is, say for instance, if the DJ messes up your track and your music stops, I always tell you guys, never stop performing. Go live. You must be able to do that is to continue to finish up your act. You always want to do that, and that's one of the most important things once you do get on the stage, and that AR is going to be looking at is what you're going to do when things mess up, a DJ happen to mess up your track. What you going to do to keep the crowd entertained? And that's what they're looking for, entertainment. And it's a good thing to start off with. It's getting a good crew around you. You're going to need a good crew around you, people that's going to guide you in the right, guide you in the right way. You must have good listen knowledge. You got to be able to listen to people. And the people that are around you, that you surround yourself with, let them be some knowledgeable people, know how to carry themselves, to conduct themselves dealing with business, because that's another value point that the AR are going to be looking at. What kind of people that surrounding you, what kind of attitude that they have, and what they going to bring to the industry, and what they're trying to promote. So you always want to surround yourself with some very knowledgeable people. And I give a big A for Hip Hop National, because the people on the panel that you bring onto your show is excellent. Those are all the things in which that the record label is looking for. All this information that y'all feed the unsigned artists, that is exactly what the record label is looking for. Your work ethic. That's very important. Say the instant that you get up, say you got this talent show, you get this talent show and the AR notice you. Say you may not won the talent show first place. Let's say you placed four. But maybe the AR liked it, what you done. So the AR probably come to you and get in contact. You say, well, then, we got another talent show. You enter that one. So you go and enter into this talent show. First thing they're going to see is you're going to show up to the appointment which they set up. But that's the first thing. That's the test to see if you're going to show up to the show. And that's the most important thing, to show up for the gig. And once you start, once they can count on you to show up for show, they say they might go to the next level and say, well, would you please open up for, say, T.I. or somebody, to give you a bigger cast and see what you would love to be an open act for somebody. That's what a lot of record labels do. With the AR, send people out there and scout them out to get some people to open up, be some open acts. But if you never show up for those opportunities in which they have supplied you, let's come back to your work ethic. It's very important. For using all the knowledge in which that Hip Hop National have given me, there was a person very close to me. She ended up signing with Columbian Records, using the same knowledge in which that Joe Palin gave me. I applied that to her, and she ended up getting signed. And I owe a lot of that knowledge to Hip Hop National Radio, because I was in the learning process myself. And all the knowledge in which that I was getting, I was applying it. And between me and the AR, the things that he wanted me to do, I just think about all the things in which that Hip Hop National Radio told me what to do and what not to do, how to present yourself, and use all that knowledge in which that I had. In the process, over a year, about a year, she ended up getting signed. So I just would like to say give y'all a lot of thanks for the knowledge and the blessings that God has bestowed on this show to give all the unsigned artists. And they need to listen to the things that we said on your panel, because they do pay off.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. I'm going to tell you something. You said something in your conversation, and I almost interrupted it, but I'm glad I didn't. Love your flow, what you just said, actually. You said something about them freezing up when they get up on stage, and they when they have the mic, and the DJ messes up the track. Funny story, I was actually a judge in a competition, and the DJ played one song, wrong track. Then he played another, wrong track. Girl threw her hand on her hip, and she threw her neck back, and she stared at him instead of performing. And don't get me wrong, from the point that you get on stage, the moment you walk on stage coming up the steps, you're being judged. You're being judged from the moment you, before you even open up your mouth. And if that's your demeanor, and then the thing it is, when she opened up her mouth, the good thing about it was they were good. But what took away from her in the opening of that competition was her attitude. She looked at him as, and if looks could kill, she'd have killed the man. She murdered him.
You know that's true.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now I got
to
say.
But she should have, what she was supposed to do with what John said. John said to keep performing.
Oh,
take
yeah.
Take control of the mic and go live.
Yes, exactly. But see, guess what? I remember people that things happened to, and they would show improper character in front of an audience, okay? And I understand what you're saying, you know? But if it wasn't her song, I don't know how she could have performed it, okay? That was not planned. And I don't know how I would react in front of a DJ that played
at the wrong
song.
I'm telling you just like this. That's when she should have gone. She should have said, hey guys, my name's Poetic. Just came out. I know you guys came out here to enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? You came out here to enjoy yourself, and I'm going to entertain you today. And then you take control. You take control of your set instead of letting the mishap take control of you. That's what she did. Don't get me wrong. You're an entertainer. You're supposed to walk in that lane and entertain. Make them laugh. Engage them. Make them want to be just like you. Step on stage. When you step on stage, you got to make them jealous. Because, man, I wish that was me. That girl was so good. Oh, that guy was so good.
Poetic. Are you sure it wasn't a young man rather than a little girl?
Oh, yeah, it was a little girl. I'm trying to tell you, she threw her hand on her hip, brother.
You sound like you've been there, done that.
No, it wasn't me, brother. It wasn't me. I can tell you like this, it wasn't me. But I know what they should do. The truth is, that's at that point in time, you even if you're not ready to actually sing it live, what you do is you grab their attention, introduce yourself, but take control
but
of the
what,
mic.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I got to say this.
What?
I've heard this story of how DJs have wrecked or had mishaps when artists
Dude,
were performing.
Dude, it's not the DJ's fault that we have technical difficulties.
Well, no,
that
no, no,
happens.
No. But see, okay, and I understand that, and I understand that. Everybody needs an excuse. You know, when you're, that's the same way when I had a band. Murphy's Law, guitar player breaks a string, you know, drummer's foot pedal breaks. You know, I've been through it all, and you still have to keep going. You just can't stop the song in the middle and look around going, oh, no, it's still got to go. So you build up techniques and what have you when that happens. But, you know, I think that the DJ, see, there goes a lack of I hate to say it, backup. You know,
well,
but
can I say this, Rodolph? You're talking about the DJ mishap. Yeah, he need to have his backup. That's, I agree. But I'm talking about the music artist.
You know,
I'm
have
talking
you noticed
about
most rappers?
What he has to do it to take control.
No, but do
the
you realize that most rappers have dancers? That they have other people on stage. It's just not them singularly. So, you know, there's a way to change that so that, yes, you can still have the show activity.
Well, let's just say you was a solo act. Let's go there. Let's say you was a solo act, John. What would you do?
Well, like I say, the first thing, what me and my guy used to do, this is what we do. We do practice all the time. I go over a song, maybe practice this song maybe about 20 times before we go in the studio to drop. I always tell them, I go over the song, because just in case something happens, if they're on the stage, it'll come to them automatically. And I'm not going to stop. That's what I told them. Don't stop. Whatever you do, do not stop to perform. Because it's very important. Me, I wouldn't stop. Just like you say, I'll get involved with the just like happened one time with me and my guy. The guy missed up something. They were trying to get their CDs and things organized. They were putting the wrong CDs and all that. So my guys, what they did was they kept the people entertained until they got everything together. So me, myself, I was in that situation, which I'm not an artist, but I would not stop. Because that's your opportunity to shine. And that's to bring out another quality in you that that the judge or whoever out there, AR maybe out there now in the audience checking you out. And they going to check out how you handle that situation. And that speaks a lot about your character and your attitude. You, just like you said, your attitude is going to determine your aptitude. And that's the main important thing.
You know, I love you, John. I love you, Poetic. But I got to say one thing. See, DJs are new to me as far as an entertaining coming out performing. I just can't imagine how that has value if I'm going somewhere to be entertained. I understand it's done. I understand that's the norm in clubs. But, you know, I'm the kind of guy, you know, that came up with the live musicians and the entertainer up front. And, I understand that things can go wrong. But you learn techniques to make it better if something goes wrong. Just like you said, you know, we were able to, you know, twist a song that if the guitar string broke and what have you, that we could twist the song. And no one would know because it was covered up. You know, we learned ways to not let the public hear an error, to go through something like that. I think that, you know, the one thing is that hip-hop artists are going out into venues that are, you know, I'm not trying to say amateur, but I'm saying on the level that I prefer them not to do. I'm being honest with you. I understand that, you know, people are going to do and to perform wherever they get a chance. But I'm saying that, you know, a product, a demand, a promotion, and working in the back room and practicing, and having a good product. When the time comes, you go out there like grown men, grown women, the same as Patti LaBelle, the same way as George Clinton. George Clinton made the statement that they were playing with subpar equipment, and one night their equipment didn't show up. And there was a big-name group that was playing with them. And that big-name group let them use their amplifiers and what have you. And he said that was the birth of Parliament. Now, that's the way I understand and see. And that's why, you know, if I was promoting an artist or what have you, I'd have my own sound equipment. They wouldn't go out without it. They would have that down to the point. The DJ would be part of the camp. And, you know, when you say CDs, well, okay, let's change that. Go to laptop with, you know, backup drive. I mean, you know, it's like you have to put the spotlight on yourself by investing, promoting, and getting that buzz rather than the little circuit. And, you know, you're spending money. One of the last shows we talked about that artists were paying to play in front of the public. You know, I heard you, John, say talent shows. Basically, you don't have to pay to be in it. But there are so many benefits for different organizations, such as Cancer Society. Jerry Lewis used to have the telethon. There are all kinds of telethons in different areas that you can go and get exposure that A&R people are going to be looking at you, but you got to be ready. I say, you know, you get one shot at this. You get one shot at it. And you said also.
What show was that where the dude said he paid $1,000? Remember that?
He paid $1,000
to perform on stage.
When he could have invested that in himself. He could
and
have
when you say invest that in themselves, what do you mean by that? Like,
well, okay.
give me a breakdown of investing that into yourself. Because it's
well,
like,
I figure that anybody
people
that's
say that to an artist, but we want to know what that means. Could I have invested that in me some rims for my car? Could I have invested this in my image for what I wear, you know, out there in the public, better clothes, better shoes? Or are you talking about the craft of promotion and getting my music out there so people can obtain it and giving a direction to where I can buy it, creating a website instead of, you know, what direction you're going with it and investing in yourself? Go for it.
Well, okay. See, okay, you've got a product. Let's just say that's where I say you invest your time in is being able to hear yourself back and getting feedback on whether the public embraces you and what you do. The next thing I would say is that, you know, invest so that if you're going to do showcases and what have you, purchase that equipment so that you'll be able to have your sound. Then I'm going to say this. You have a product. The product can go all over the world faster than they can. And investing in that product, promote that product. Pay for interviews. Pay for advertising. Do what's necessary to get your product and your name out there. Because, you see, you know, you don't know how many different ways or avenues that you can be earning money in. I mean, you know, this is a college circuit and all of it. See, investing money to promote yourself and then ask the right questions when you get ready to invest. Do you know anybody? How would you suggest? Can you tell me how much does that cost me to get in the college circuit? How much would it cost me to get flyers? How much would it cost me to have an interview over the radio? You know, do you know a benefit?
Don't get me wrong. You need to invest in. Okay, first of all, I would tell you like this. By all means, you want to protect your music. If you haven't protected your music, you need to actually get yourself a copyright of your music by going to www.loc.gov, libraryofcongress.gov. Copyright your music. Know that it's protected before you start to promote it and taking it out to the public ears, because this game right here, there's a lot of crafty people that can take your stuff and shop it before you get a chance to shop it. So I at least want to give you that tip to let you know that it's definitely important that you protect your music. Thereafter that, after you leave the studio, it's now how do I take it and get it, cash it in and get bank from it? Well, by protection of your music. And then registering it in the right places. Now, if you want to know more, you definitely want to call us at 954-461-3398. I'd like to have a side talk with you because definitely I want to help you in all that we can. That's what Hip Hop National is all about, helping you take your music to the next level. We are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to present in the inside circle of the music business. Area code 309-838. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. I see that you raised your hand, and that means you want to engage.
You know what this is? It's Kano the Great.
Kano the Great.
Kano. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been just been up in the lab just trying to get the CD done, man, just working, man, just writing. So I'm on here tonight.
All right, Kano. Yeah, Break the ice on us, man. Give us your thought. If you talk the talk, then it's time to walk the walk. When that statement is made to you and it's coming to you about your music, what does it mean to you? You now have the floor.
Well, it means a lot, you know what I'm saying? Just the message that you put out there, the responsibility that you hold, just as an individual, you know what I'm saying, as a human. I just talk about real life, things. In the music, that's really my craft. Cause you know what I'm saying, I have a political edge to me in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So I just think the music needs to go in that direction, man. Just the real where you can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of the stuff you're feeling out here right now, it's just all negativity. And
so
it's
that's,
a lot
that's
of
your opinion. That's your opinion.
Yeah,
and you believe that that's the way it should go.
It has to. The cycle has to break, has to break at some point in time, you know what I'm saying, especially in our society right now. It has to break, you know what I'm saying? And when it breaks, you know what I'm saying, brothers is getting more educated out there now to get more opportunity. They've seen the opportunity. The opportunity is still slim, you know what I'm saying? It ain't guaranteed out here. But at the same time, you just have to take advantage of things that come before you, you know what I'm saying? If you walk in the right steps in life and you walk in the right direction, you know, it's going to lead you to different opportunities. You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to project, you know, like when I write in my music and stuff like that. I just want to project that positivity. Like, yeah, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It was hard for my grandparents back in the 50s. You know what I'm saying? It's probably hard, even harder for my great-grandparents. You know what I'm saying? And let me talk about my great-great-great-grandparents, you know what I'm saying, because it probably was even harder for them. You know what I'm saying? So people just got to just keep positive, you know what I'm saying? I know it's hard, especially times out here right now, but you just got to keep positive. You got to fight through the storm, man. You got to weather through it. That's what I like to write about my music.
Now, your music, I understand that you are a producer. You start producing your own music and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step for you? What do you do? What are you going to do next?
What I'm going to do next?
Yes.
Well, I'm just trying to get everything together that I need. And then what I'm doing now is trying to supply limited people to, what I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying, to keep it copyrighted like you were just talking about, you know what I'm saying? Look to it that I know. And just continue to grow and keep writing, you know what I'm saying? Just never give up, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, my goal is just to make a CD. I don't care if it's the only CD I ever make, you know what I'm saying? I just want to make this one CD, and I want to make it, the best.
And I'm with you on that one CD, but I want to know when you get it in your hand and you produce it, are you going to sit there and you're going to stare at it and say, man, I finally did it? Oh, man, this is looking nice. I love the graphics on it. Man, I'm going to produce me up about 5,000 of these things, and are they going to sit in the box?
Oh, it's going to be produced.
What direction will you take it from there? now that you got finally got that dream in your hand?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try to promote it myself, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Hip Hop National, and that's where I'm going to do my promotion, you know, so other people can hear it, you know.
Now you're cooking with Crisco. Well, somebody
is. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. I mean, I ain't a millionaire, so my resources are limited, but what resources I do, that's an investment. So with that small investment that I have, it can make me an even bigger investment, you know what I'm saying? So you got to look at it in that perspective. So, you know, letting people hear, you know what I'm saying? Somebody going to be like, man, yeah, you know, I feel that, you know what I'm saying? That's what you want to get. And then just promotion, you just different outlets. But that's all about taking advantage of things. I'm not just going to let it sit there. You know, I'm going to put it out there, you know what I'm saying? I want iTunes, you know what I'm saying? You know, whoever buy it, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got to really deal with a record label in a sense, you know what I'm saying? And then I can,
don't get me wrong, a record label, and I'm never going to dismiss, I'm talking about a major label. The reason why I wouldn't dismiss them is because they got the capital to really create you as an artist. Now, there's a sacrifice in between all of that. You give up a lot, but then you can gain a lot, too. I mean,
poetic.
Don't get me wrong.
Yes, sir. This is our man, Kano. Don't you remember when he was on the show last, we were holding hands running down the freeway with microphones?
Oh, yeah.
For $100 million?
Oh,
this is Kano. He's a homeboy.
Right.
He's not dumb. Hey, Kano, this is Raw Dog. I got to help you out because he was making, he act like he don't know you.
Okay.
I know exactly who it is.
But no, you know what? Hey, I understand what Kano's saying. I really do. He's not trying to just do it in a rush. He's trying to do it as an art that it takes time to formulate, and he wants it to be correct. You know, he's not trying to impress the people on the block. He's doing it for the music world. You know, he put on big boy pants. And so he wants it to come out there and be powerful, impacting. He wants to be an artist recognized as an individual artist, not one that's part of the crabs in the bucket. You know, and I found that in talking to him, that it's not about the popularity. It's about being able to be deep and creative and an individual and standing up and trying to right wrongs and open people's eyes. Hey, that's what rap used to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm being honest with you. That's not an easy job to create, you know. And I appreciate the shout-out about coming to Hip Hop National, you know, letting us, you know, promote it and what have you. Because guess what? I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to tell you like this. Poetic, you know, he's the CEO, but, you know, I've learned in working with him that, you know, he doesn't talk about the doors that he knows that he can knock on and introduce people to. You know, that's the catch about people that promote, you know, talk the talk. A lot of promoters and managers and what have you that we've dealt with through Hip Hop National, they do a lot of talk. They do a lot of talk, but they don't walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to say it, you know, but there's a lot of people in the industry that just want that conversation about being in the industry that are calling themselves artists, managers, and what have you. And promoters and all of this, you know. And some talk fast. Some talk slow. Some have beautiful female voices. And you can't tell. You know, you can't tell who's real and who is going to help you and when you get ready to promote and spending your money that's going to get that feedback and the public engaged in liking what you're doing. I can say Hip Hop National is one of the few avenues that has got those people's ear in the industry and the doorways, not guaranteeing success, because, you know, hey, you can get an artist to the door and all of a sudden he goes in and you think he sold himself and you find out that, you know, he was too high and passed out during the interview. You know, I mean, hey, you don't know. So you can't guarantee it, but you can help them and get them to that point where it's their turn to display and communicate to get to a higher level. You know, and so, you know, the thing about it is that I've heard people talk about promoters and they spent $1,500 and they didn't realize that they didn't get their money's worth because they didn't know enough about the business to find out what $1,500 should really get them. And how they control that $1,500 worth of promotion. You know, it's funny. You know, I can promote you. Yes, yes, I can do this and that for you. And they find out that, you know, it's not what they expected. You know, it's not, it didn't happen. You know, but Poetic and Hip Hop National, I try to be honest with the artists. Poetic tries to be. I think I'm more honest in being able to listen and critique their work. Poetic says that I'm a little too raw. My wife gave me the name Raw Dog. I never tried to tell anybody what that meant. I think over the time period they're finding out what that means. The truth is the truth, and I will try to set people free. But don't ask me the truth and not be able to understand it. It's like medicine. It could be sweet going down or it could be sour. But I'm going to tell you the truth with love, not to hurt you. And then I'm going to try to tell you how to help yourself so that you can have that dream come true. You know, and that might be go back and study and do this and do that and the other and invest in yourself. You might have to go back to school, learn how to write. You might have to go back to school and learn how to read. But you see, it's not trying to take and manipulate and reach in someone's pocket with the premise of, oh, yeah, hey, I'm here for you, and I can't be truthful with you. See, Poetic is truthful, but I'm truthful to the point. But I do it with love. I do it to help rather than to hinder. And most artists, you know, that's why I love this platform is because they don't realize promoting is one of the ways to save themselves from going on stage paying to be seen by the public. Promote yourself.
No, because by you promoting yourself, you get yourself out there into public areas where people can have a chance to hear your music. You got to. I'm telling you like this. If you talk to any music advisor, the first thing they're going to tell you to do is create the buzz before you go trying to solicit to major record companies who ain't going to give you the time of day because you have not created the buzz. You have to create the buzz. And then once you start creating the buzz, then people are going to want to book you.
There, you said the magic word.
What's that?
Once
you've created
the public is
the
going
buzz.
To want to see. Now
they're
going
to want to see you.
Yeah, and then you have to understand. You have to be ready for that next step. You know, just like a baby, you're crawling.
Preparation meets opportunity.
Exactly. And so what happens is if you create that buzz, you no longer have to pay to perform in front of the public. You know, then it'll be a point one, you're invited. You may not get paid, but free is better than paying
somebody to do it.
And anything.
Especially, I mean, don't get me wrong. In this way, I think you came in early. You got to tell them the truth. The best way to find out the truth about your music is to put it in a domain where nobody know you, and then test it, test drive it, and then ask for feedback. Get the feedback that's necessary, because one thing you don't want to do is go out and spend thousands of dollars in making, you know, taking photos, taking pictures, and you suck. You don't want that.
Yeah, but that's where. But the thing is, before you go, even
I'm gonna tell you the truth. Sometimes your family and your friends are not brutally honest.
Oh, yo, no. I still have a drawing from my daughter at age 5, and to me, it's beautiful. And we'll leave it like that because she listens to
leave it
program.
Like that, Rondell.
But the thing about it, but even before you do promotion, the main thing you do, you got to. What I'm learning, you know what I'm saying, just writing over the years, is about developing the passion. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got to have a passion for it. But everybody who have a love and passion for writing is not necessarily the performer.
Yeah, but it's how you deliver it. You know what I'm saying? It's the delivery, the passion. Now that, but it's practice.
Yeah.
It's practice.
Yeah, practice. I agree. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Me, personally, naturally, I don't think I was a rapper. And that's reality. I thought I was a better writer than I was a rapper.
Yeah, see, but it's all about that wordplay.
Yeah.
It's all about
I put in the time.
But see, you know what? Now, here's the catch. This is funny. I don't expect you guys to laugh because I know who I'm talking to. But none of us are in prison. We're all free. So for whatever music did for us in our lives, we weren't in the wrong place at the wrong time to be here at this time right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you understand music is a way of, I like to say that music comes from the soul, and God has a plan. Now, whether you make $1 million or what have you, and hopefully you can make money from what you love doing or you enjoy doing, the idle hands are the devil's workshop. My grandmother told me that. I didn't understand it back when.
I love that.
But I understand it now. Because, you see, a lot of friends have gone along the way. They're no longer here on earth. I could have been where they were. I could have been hanging with them instead of doing what I had a passion to do. Now, you know, the thing about it is now that we have studios, you can now have a product, a creation from that time, and you can become a very talented artist because that's something that you have to work on yourself. Now, you might have people that instruct you and coach you and what have you. That's all beautiful. But the drive comes from something that you can't feel inside, you can't touch inside. It's something that when you wake up in the morning, you go, I'm going to go cut on the keyboard. Oh, I'm going to go in front of the microphone. I'm going to write down this line. I'm going to play the drums. I'm going to play the guitar, whatever it might be. But there's something driving you on the inside. And, you know, the whole thing about it, you know, there's so little that's worthwhile that people do in their spare time or when they have time on their hands. You know, video games, to me, are still non-productive. I still can't figure out if I spend hours and get really good at it, where's my reward? Where's my self-reward?
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and I
would say you can say it's non-productive for some because some say, you know what? I like this video game. I'm going to create
one. But you know where your
I'm
problem is?
I'm going to create one. Because don't get me wrong, my son.
Well, okay, and I can understand that.
That's all he think about, what he's going to do
technology.
In his future, in technology.
Okay, and I can understand that. I can really understand. So, I'm talking about the person that just
that's
plays
his lane. You got to determine your lane.
Right, but the person that plays it, not thinking of trying to learn how to beat the technical aspects of it, there's no accomplishment because you get to the end of the game and all they want you to do is buy another one. You can get to the end of a game.
Well, okay. Now, look, I'll just say this. I'm just speaking in this. For my wife, she says what she gets from it is it helps her with her thinking faster on her toes, on you know, in what she's doing. It kind of stimulates her brain in areas where she wasn't really thinking before. And this was in Candy Crush. I mean, people get it. All I'm saying is, you make a point, but I couldn't dismiss it because for every person, one experience is different to another. And yeah. Why? What their why is they have to come to that for themselves. Like for you, that's a waste of time. For me, I won't lie to you too. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
I also wonder what people get out of football. But somebody's getting some out of it, and I really don't get it. I like doing this right here.
Exactly. But I got to say something. It's time to throw you under the bus. You invited me to play Candy Crush on Facebook. So you don't throw that
listen,
on your
wife. Right on. Listen to me. I thought it was a waste of time, literally. And I got on. But listen. I got on the game and I played it. You thinking I'm inviting you. But when you play it, they Candy Crush is the one that invites you. But I played it because I was wondering what everybody was getting out of it. And I tell you like this, play it. Play the game.
Uh-huh. You blame that
play
on your
game.
Wife.
No, literally play the game. Listen to this. A 9-year-old created Candy Crush.
Oh, I can believe it. But you know what? We're laughing at. You blame that one on your wife, and you invited me to Candy Crush.
Listen to me. It's true, but that's what made me do it.
Yeah, well, you apologize to your wife because
you said
it was
listen
her.
Listen to me. My wife would tell you I was 100% bent against playing the game. 100%. But she said it helps her think. So I said, okay, let me play this game. And then I'm going to tell you like this, it starts challenging your mind. It's so easy in the beginning, and it looked like a stupid, what you call it. But they said a 9-year-old created this game. Play the game once.
Okay, now everybody that's listening out in the crowd, let me see your hands up saying you believe that it was his wife and not Poetic. I can't see any hands up.
But really games, they ain't too bad because when I was growing up as a kid, you know what I'm saying, I used to play on my Nintendo. So instead of me being out there, you know, hanging around the games and getting in trouble outside, you know what I'm saying, when I stayed in the projects, I was in the house playing my game.
See?
Keep me out of trouble.
See?
So it's good that you got to moderate it right now, though, because, I mean, the games have changed a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, them games back in the day with a bomb.
Donkey Kong? Yeah, but then don't get me wrong.
Space Invaders? Hey, they were all the bomb.
All I can remember is you put your quarter in them and then your war has begun. It was like that's all it was about.
And now you have moved up the Candy Crush.
Yep.
Hey, dude, I can tell you like this. Play the game once, you'll see what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you,
I'm
not a game player. Ask my kids. You can ask anybody who ever know me. I'm not a person who play games.
But you know what? Those things are addictive.
I play the game.
They are addictive. Yeah.
I can tell you like this. I had never really played the game until I played Candy Crush. But I'm telling you like this. I'm not a person who play games. I'm not a person, I'm talking about literally, I didn't like competitions coming up. because I never wanted to be beat.
Yeah, I can
understand. It's reality.
I can understand that.
It's reality.
With the little band of feet. I understand that.
Whatever, brother.
No, but no. You know what? See, that's, you know, you have a keyboard. Now, you know, when you get ready to play Candy Crush or a game like that.
I should be playing that keyboard, huh?
Go learn. Go play. Try. And
yeah.
In time, you will realize it's very simple. It's real simple. Matter of fact, you know, I'm going to say this to you.
That's because that's your lane, brother.
No.
I'm not trying to be funny.
No, you're
laughing at
yourself.
I know you told me 12 keys it's 12 keys on the keyboard. And believe me, I know how to pick out chords. I know how to pick. I know how to actually key it and put chords together, find a melody on it. But I can be honest with you, as far as getting my fingers just don't move fast enough on that thing to make music.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny, bro. I suck at typing. I've been typing since I was a kid, but I still suck at it. And I done practice. I just suck at it. I don't have the rhythm to type.
You talking about it on a keyboard?
No, I'm talking about a QWERTY keyboard for typing. I can't.
Okay.
I still suck at typing.
Well,
and I know
like
I know
this.
The board, but I still suck at it. And same thing with the what you call it. When it comes to timing, I try to time it. I play with it more than you know. I play with that keyboard. I just
as long as you keep practicing
of it,
you'll get better and better. Don't say you can't.
I didn't say I can't. I just said I suck.
Okay, but and then say I will be able to play. You have. Do you remember what Glenn said? Encourage the younger people. Don't discourage them. I'm encouraging.
Oh, I'm not discouraging. No, you're right. All I'm just saying is, if it's your lane, if you let me tell you something, Raw Dog. If you really can't sing, and you go out there and like you look at American Idol, and you look at the X Factor and the Voice, and you see the people auditioning. Somebody should have told them sometime at some point in their lifetime that's not for you.
Yeah, but guess
but
what?
You can help somebody else because you love this craft. You can help somebody else by learning who you are.
But you know what? You hit the nail on the head.
What?
You did. You don't really know how profound that was. They don't ask somebody if they can sing. Remember, we talked about consumers, haters. There's no such thing as haters. Look at them all as consumers. Would you buy this? And if they say no, ask them why. Don't tell them that you did it. And listen to what they say that they didn't like or this and that and the other. You know, but, you know, make sure that they took a listen. You know, ask the question. A lot of those people that were there never asked anybody what they thought about their singing. And if they did and they got a negative response, they called them haters.
Well, they wasn't listening. Yeah, I agree with that. Because I've seen some, you know, don't get me saying, I've seen some raw talent get up there and who could sing, and I saw that their dreams was crushed. And then I saw some people that didn't belong on there, and I think I've seen The Voice, I'll say one of the contests, they let the people go to the next level, but they made fun of them, and that hurt someone's ego.
Yeah.
Well,
that hurt someone's dream.
They make it into a side show.
Say it again?
So what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So what you got to do is you got to take that negative feedback, because as for you to build as artists, you have to take constructive criticism from people. That's one of the main things. You have
to. Yeah. To be a good artist, you have to be able to take constructive criticism. John, I see you just been sitting back in the cut. What's your thoughts, sir?
Well, like I say, that was a good point that a young man made about his music and stuff, that this is a change going to come in the trend of music right now. I think one of the songs that my friend she had out was that they got a little recognition, and one of her little singles that she just working on got the attention of the label. It was a song say that there's no gun in the club tonight. You know what I mean? That whole outlook right there, trend, caught some AR attention. You know, at this time in society right now, you know, they're looking for something different. You know, and that just caught the creativity right there was very important. So that young man that doing that right, and his mindset on about this trend of this music today is bound to change. The change is coming. It's definitely coming, and a prepared mind is what's gonna meet it, and once everything gets flipping over with the style of music and stuff like that, because society is crying out for something different now, because there's too much going on now in the world, so they're looking for something else to motivate people and have a more positive outlook out there. That was one of the things. And also, I forgot which one of y'all said it, but to get invited to something. And that was another thing that this young lady, she was invited to one of the music thing that the label had, sort of like a talent show. Right? It was a music conference or something. I forgot exactly what it was, but they invited her to come there and participate in the show and stuff like that. So,
can I ask you this, John? John, did she pay to be there?
No.
Exactly what we were trying to tell him.
They invited her. Gave her a plane ticket, flew her there, stuff like that.
But you know what? That's like getting paid.
Yeah.
I mean, a plane ticket to get you there? Yeah, I mean, but
right,
see, guess what? That when you said that no gun in the club tonight, that was profound.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd stand up and give you a standing ovation on that one. I have never heard anybody say that. I think Ice Cube came close when he said, "No one got murdered tonight. It's a good, you know, that song that did. It's a good day."
Different.
Yeah, but no gun in the club. You know, club owners have been looking for an anthem like that. I mean, you know, hip hop clubs after the, you know, late in the club time, it's been notorious for people to have shootouts and what have you, especially up here in Washington State. You know, I mean, so that song in itself should be played over and over and over so they get the idea. You know, I can understand why that caught favor. I can definitely understand that. Now, Kano the Great picked up on that because that was profound.
I mean, it was profound, but you have to go deeper than that. What's the root problem of that? That's what you got to attack as far as if you want to make a song. Because we shouldn't even be talking about guns in the club anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, see, now there comes yours. Take over where she left off in that rap. Get the clubs even cleaner so all they want, they party.
In a sense, you got to talk about it because that's what today's That's where we at. Don't get me wrong. People are walking up in the clubs today, packing, ready,
yeah, but
ready to start a feud.
If people walk up in the airports like what happened today,
it needs to be addressed.
In Los Angeles today, a guy had a rifle in the airport and shot one of the people that
they
was working.
They walking in school with it today.
Oh yeah, that happened
up here. They may be one come out no guns in school today.
No, but there you go. You're throwing out these $1 million songs, poetic. Stop. But that's the truth.
Disrespect to the song. I'm just trying to go deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? That's what artists need to go to. Need to go deeper. when you paint a picture, you want it to be like some just a regular picture. You want to be a Van Gogh, you know what I'm saying? Or a Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how
yeah,
you want
to
paint.
But now I'm going to say something to you now, and I want you to think about it. Now, it's not like it's being played in the library where you got people sitting there at desks reading deep informational resource material. This is in the club where they lick it up high and show it out. So you can't get it too deep because they're not going to be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
Now, you got to give them doses in little doses to make them why they're supposedly having a good time and getting licked up. Oh, I like that. Yeah, yeah. There's no guns in the club tonight. Okay, I can deal with that. Hey, save a child, you know. Whatever. You can only give them medicine in little doses. You can't just flush it down their throat and expect them to embrace it. They're only going to embrace little bits at a time.
Yeah.
You know, you think about the public. Think about who's in the hip-hop consumer group, and then you got to be able to relate to them too deep, and you're going to have to wait till they grow up to understand it.
Yeah, see, because the thing is, when I go to the club, all I'm hearing is bass. I don't even hear the words. I don't even hear the words. You just mainly just hear the bass. It gets you moving and grooving. You know what I'm saying? That's just the freaking
thing. Exactly. So now, and guess what? And guess what? Music is subliminal. It the power of suggestion. See, you can get a message through, but you don't have to be so deep into it that it gets complicated to understand. Little doses, and you got them thinking, you know, and you might, and repeat that thought, you know, and you'll realize that it will catch in their head because it makes sense. You see what I'm saying? It's not that they don't need to be someone to make them wiser, but give it to them in doses.
And you're right. I was just going a little deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? That's all. But you were right.
Kano, you know what? I've talked to you, and I know what you mean. So don't think I'm throwing you under the bus. I'm trying to grab poetic leg.
Are you right? No. You're 100% right. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about me. You know, when someone breaks it down like you just did, hey, you're 100% right.
Well, that makes me feel good. Now I'm trying to grab Poetic's legs and throw him under the bus. Poetic, you there?
Well, I'm gonna throw this out there. Rodol,
yeah.
We have a commercial to play tonight, and I've been looking for it for the longest, actually. Is it within the music tonight?
Can I sing for the public? No.
No.
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
But it's down on time in the music, whereas we don't have the time that it will be exposed.
Okay. This is an IOU. We will carry it on next show. So, two or three times. Okay.
And I would like to say it's not Poetic's fault. He asked me to upload it to the board, and I have forgotten. Throw me under the bus. Hey, I'm sorry. See, a man can say that.
Hey, gentlemen.
Wow. Yes.
Hey, I'm finna send you guys a song. I want y'all to just check it out and tell me what y'all think. I'm saying this is probably like a deep song. I'm saying this is real, real deep. But I want to get it to
y'all.
Y'all
hear what he's doing? Everybody follow what he's doing. Upload your music. He's going to send us some music. We're looking for your music so we can get it played on this show. So y'all,
see,
who's tuning in, locked and loaded.
And he can walk it. Yeah, you know, this is exactly what the subject is about. He's getting ready to walk it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But I'm just saying, y'all going to feel this 100%. I mean, I've been playing it for some people, and they're like, man. So I'm real excited about getting it to y'all, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can just be like, man.
Right.
You know,
any
magic.
Criticism or negative feedback will come from Poetic.
So
you remember who to take it out of.
I think
hey, y'all, let me tell you something just now. A few minutes ago, the man went into safe mode for me. I seen him go out and bat for me just now. That was so great. Then he turned around and drive the bus on me.
Well, you know, hey, you got to save myself. Sorry.
That boy is something else.
But, hey, Kano, you know where to send that to, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, you don't have me like a kid at Christmas waiting and Santa don't show up.
Yes, sir. I'm delivering this to you. I'm going to deliver
all right.
this to you. No doubt.
All right, guys.
You heard
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. You want to get in this music game. I'm going to tell you like this. What you need to do is team up with people in your area who's like-minded just like you. Especially if you're a solo act, you need to build a team.
Oh, I got
connect,
a team together.
Yeah, connect head to head with people and let them know your story and let them share their story with you. And then start to campaign in the area. Because don't get me wrong, you got to build out from your local area before you go trying to make a worldwide buzz. But this right here, you can do it simultaneously. While you're doing the local area, you need to feed the station here with your music. So we can feed it out to and broadcast it to the world for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then put it in front of some the major people who tune in and lock to the show too, because they know we're giving up the game.
Yes, sir.
Let's walk. Let's talk the talk. Let's walk the walk and let's make it happen. Together.
Yes, sir. That's, man, I had a dream. So I had a dream. And to me, like I said, it's not really all about money. Yes, I want to make money from it, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if I can do this for the rest of my life, you know what I'm saying? Even being a backdrop and help other people out or help guide music, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be a leader to help guide music, you know what I'm saying? Help guide artists.
That's excellent. That's excellent. I can't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
but
when you
say
you want to be a leader, you want to be a leader and help guide music. What are you talking about from your perspective? What's wrong? In what area do you want to guide music? Because I'm going to tell you, don't get me wrong, even though this is hip-hop national, we can't change hip-hop. Hip-hop is a culture of what it is, but we can change what happened at this foundation, hip-hop national. So when you you want to be a leader, what do you mean?
I want to be a leader. A true definition of a leader is someone who can motivate people, you know what I'm saying, into change, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be a force like that, you know what I'm saying? Right now I just want to release
CDs. Now, can I ask you something? The God that we have, how many times he ever told you what he wanted to do? He always say, "I am." Bro, you got to take leadership right there. And say, "I am a leader."
Yes, I am a leader.
And take action.
Exactly.
Wow, that was so profound. I take my hat off.
But it's real.
I'm applauding you.
What?
But let me say this. You know what? And you were right. And, you know, that old phrase, "One monkey don't stop my show." You have to take it in your own point, eye, and take it forward. Stand for something. Don't fall for all the little, you know, it's easy this way, you know, my neighborhood will love me. Try to take something to the world to embrace. And let me say this to you. You got to think about earning some money from it. Because then you know. That the public is listening to you. Now, you know, I'll say one artist's name, Life Jennings. He comes out with some very profound things, you know. And I'm going to tell you like this. I think you have it, Kano the Great. I talk to you. You know, I'm pulling for you that, you know, that you take the time, put the thought in, and mentor and bring the artist level up, you know, by you stepping forward. See, that's walking the walk. We get a lot of people that talk the talk, but they forget there's no cursing allowed to be played to get yeah. out there to the mass of people, you know. So they cut it off and they stop themselves because they don't want to get out to the world. And yeah, you stepping forward, you already recognize, you've talked about the lyrics and this, because I bet at one time you might have had curse words in lyrics, but that yeah. was when you were younger.
Yeah.
You know, so, see, to be out in the world and to have people recognize and be uplifted by your music, you've got to be able to play it so everybody can hear it.
Yes,
and you've
sir.
Already graduated to that point of and way of thinking in when you
yes.
create it. And now you're going to promote it. This hasn't been an easy road, and it hasn't been a quick trip. You've
Amen.
Had to go through some changes in your life to get to this point. Now you understand there are doorways that I'm going to knock on and go through, that this is the way it's done. It's a promoting, learning, and listening. And, you know, I'm older than you. Poetic's older than you. You know, so it's not like we're trying to talk down to you. We just want to try to help if that's your dream of finding a way to rise. You know, so.
I learned a lot from this show, just listening. You know, before when I didn't call in, I'd sit there and listen to your show. That's what motivated me in a sense, you know what I'm saying, just to hear people talking about, you know, what pitfalls you should not take, you know what I'm saying. And that's what motivates you, you know what I'm saying. That's the avenue you have to take. You have to reach out and network with other people, you know what I'm saying. That's why this is a perfect place for you to promote your show, you know what I'm saying. Promote your talent on a, you know, show like this. You know, you just get the message out to the people. So,
but
I mean,
not to mention,
you know one thing that I got to tell you?
You can get your feedback right here.
But
yes,
you know
right
one
here.
Thing that I got to tell him as an artist, Kano the Great, people are listening to you, the person.
Person.
See, now you have to trip off of that. That's promotion when in itself. By you
yes,
participating in the program, you're actually promoting who you are, and they get to hear what you're about. And that in itself is something that people want to know about the artist as they hear the music. They'll be able to relate because they've heard you communicate and how
mm-hmm.
you think and your purpose and your desires. So, you know, an avenue, yeah, talking about, learning about, hashing up different issues and what have you, and viewpoints, that's a promotion when it's within itself.
Yes,
and
sir.
See, a lot of young people, they don't step forward and call. They might listen, but we embrace them calling. There's no such thing as a stupid question. There's no such thing as a stupid statement unless it comes from myself or Poetic. You know, now we might come up with some stupid statements, but the callers, it's never stupid because it's if you don't know, you don't know. And there's no shame in the game if you don't know. The shame is if you don't ask.
Stupid, bro, they ain't coming over nothing stupid. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, let's talk about the next show coming up. There's always the time. But no, you know what I mean, Poetic. No matter how young they are, there's no such thing as a stupid question. It's a question that we'll try to answer with respect, kindness, and understanding that if you don't know, you got to ask somebody. You know, that's
yeah.
the one thing that people hate is when they ask a question and people react as though, oh, that's a stupid question. You know, that's embarrassing. We don't do that.
That's
now,
how
we
you
throw
learn.
Each other under the bus, Poetic. But we don't throw other people.
Yeah,
you
we
learn.
Love other people. We embrace them because that's part of Hip Hop National.
Part of the program. Part of the program.
Hey.
Actually, guys, a lot of times when we throwing each other under the bus, we just having fun. You know, we know we got to be here. and we got to do our thing. We got to make it happen. We got to get this information out. But we also got to be entertaining and keep it fun and motivating, that make other people want to get engaged and not feel like that they cannot because we're too stiff on the show.
Yep.
We enjoy ourselves being here. So
yep.
And
I love getting help throwing Poetic under the bus, and I know he loves getting help throwing me under the bus because we're only
absolutely
human. We can be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, we
yeah
can laugh at ourselves. You know, so don't think as someone that's got a question or what have you that, hey, we aren't happy. We are very happy to answer a question because if it helps, that's what Hip Hop National is about. And we're trying at this time on this conversation on this show to explain. If you talk the talk, walk the walk. And, you know, in that self, that's a big statement.
I got a few things I want to share before I leave. I just posted something that I saw as I was surfing the net. It says, to be old and wise, you must first have to be young and stupid. Don't forget, we all been young before. And we all
yes,
done
sir
some stupid things. It's how you correct those stupid things and move forward in your life that makes the difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord,
correct?
That describes me to a T.
Me too, buddy. And I'm going to tell you another one, guys. A thought of the day that came to me this morning was commitment is doing what you said you would do long after the feeling is gone. The Christian Business Network. That's Selena mm-hmm Lee. It's a part of a program I'm in.
All right. Yeah, I
true
like that, too.
That's true.
Yes.
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
If you don't feel that, what's wrong with you?
Yep.
You know, so I could have said something then. I could have said, you know, that's like, you know, the monkey sitting over there and somebody slapped it, and the monkey's trying to tell everybody who slapped it, and it, nobody can understand monkey language. But I hear you. You know. It's all good. You know, hey, this has been a good show. I have good vibes, and hopefully we gave everybody good vibes. John Lowe, you know, we got much love for you, you know, and Kano the Great, we got much love for you. And I hope you guys have love for me. Leave Poetic out of it.
I want to know, anybody got any final thoughts? Want to start with you, John? You now have the floor.
Well, the thing I would like to say, Poetic, you know, I want to, you know, give y'all guys a big, you know, big round of hand for all the hard work that y'all put into this show to make it work. You know, y'all are committed. Raw Dog, he stepped up, you know, and partnered up with you, whatever y'all came up with, and he added a great flavor to the show, a lot of great knowledge. Only thing I can say to the people out there listening, the young, unsigned artists, please pay attention to these things in which these guys be explaining to you. If you follow these instructions and really listen and apply them to your life, and to your music career, you will become successful somewhere in this industry. You may not become that famous artist that everybody want to be, but you can become successful in this industry. And inside this industry and learn about the business. And this is what you guys, Hip Hop Nation, is doing, is teaching us about the business stuff. So people really need to dig down deep and tune in and call in and participate more and ask these questions, because you guys got the knowledge to give you the answer. And it do works. It does work.
And if it's not us who have the answer, we have many guests that come through, such as yourself, that has an answer to give to. So that's what it's about. It's not about one man knowing it all. It's about us all sharing all what we have come about in our lives.
Sure.
Getting
agree
the message out.
I agree. That was beautiful, Poetic. I've just got more flattery for you tonight, haven't I?
Man, hey, it's better than getting ran over by the wheels of the bus. Anyway, it looks like we're out of town. out of time. but I want to say to you guys, thank you. We can't do it without you. We appreciate when you guys do come through, help give us that support. Much love to you all. Y'all have a good, safe tomorrow. Take care.
God,
you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Good,
good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.